Okay, good evening. I think we're going to get started. Does everybody have a chair, a seat? Oh, okay. Okay. Good evening. My name is Dov Meyer, and it's a pleasure to welcome everybody again to the annual evening on behalf of Eretz Chemda and to hear Shiur by Rav Yosef Carmel Shlita. It's a pleasure to welcome everybody to the Adel House. Well, it was supposed to be at the Adels this year, but hopefully that's the introduction for next year. It was supposed to be at the Adels. Excuse me? No, I think Joseph and Esther already offered again, so next year hopefully we'll be able to make it happen. But it's really, it's a pleasure to welcome everybody to the house of Michael and Marsha, Marsha and Michael, to their house tonight. But seriously, Michael and Marsha have always opened up their house to a lot of causes, but really specifically to Eretz Chemda for a lot of reasons, one which I'll mention in a moment. But this year is especially, I think we'll be dedicating the shiur in memory of Marsha's mother, Mrs. Spur, Aleha Shalom, who passed away just a few months ago. And I know that there was a dilemma whether or not to have the shiur here or not tonight, although Marsha is still in Avilut, but still, this is Divrei Torah, and it's a shiur, and of course, to have something Lilu Nishmat Mrs. Spur, I think is very, 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 very appropriate. So we're here on behalf... You got the fund, okay. So we're here on behalf of Eretz Chemda. And Eretz Chemda really is a very special institution. A lot of the faces we've seen year after year, but I think there's some new faces, but I think it's very important to reemphasize what Eretz Chemda really is all about and what it represents. Because it represents the best of what we do as the Dati Lumi community, not just in Israel, but worldwide. Just to recap, as most of you know, Eretz Chemda, the Institute of Eretz Chemda, Kolel Eretz Chemda, is a Kolel Dayanut. All of the students at Eretz Chemda are already post-smicha, they're post-yore-yore, and they're learning Yadin-Yadin, which is the highest ordination of Dayanut. They are all graduates of Hesder Yeshivot. They've all served in the army, and almost all of them are either have completed some form of academic degree or are in the process of completing an academic degree. Eretz Chemda really plucks out of the yeshivot the best, the cream of the crop of the Dati Lumi community. And it really shows because Eretz Chemda is the go-to place, not for students and not for balabatim, but primarily for rabbanim all over the world who have difficult questions, who have difficult issues that need to be dealt with. They go to Eretz Chemda. Eretz Chemda has opened up branches in various places in Europe. There's a bet midrash for Rabbanim that happens every year in Rome. They're reopening their bet midrash for Rabbanim in Paris. The RCA consults with Eretz Chemda on a number of issues. And in fact, Marea Bazak, which is a book that's published periodically by Eretz Chemda, and I think they're up to Marea Bazak Tet?
It's coming soon.
Tit. The ninth volume of Marea Bazak is a questions that have come from all over the world by rabbanim, by rabbis of communities around the world, questions that are posed to Eretz Chemda, and the young rabbis at Eretz Chemda respond to the rabbis around the world. The students of Eretz Chemda, the graduates of Eretz Chemda, are all ranked in the highest marks of the Rabbanut tests for Dayanut. And later on, they're placed in various communities, still trying to break into the Dayanut system in Israel, which is a very political institution, but hopefully we're getting there. And I can tell you that Eretz Chemda has also made a lot of strides in terms of opening up their own Beit Din Gazit, which is a Beit Din from Emanot, which is very popular, which attracts a lot of civil cases, a lot of monetary cases to their Beit Din as well. What is so special about a Kolel Dayanut of the Dati Lumi community is that it really tries to bridge all segments of the Israeli society. And of course today, as we look and read the papers and we see that the upcoming elections, how fragmented our community is, really what Eretz Chemda tries to do is really tries to bring the community together. And I can tell you a little secret, that when the Kol HaZonish students are about to take their tests, Dayanu tests, where do they go to? They come to Kol Eretz Chemda to be able to do pre-tests, to be able to succeed. So really, Kol Eretz Chemda is the roof under which a lot of the Israeli society feels comfortable with, and they really strive for excellence, and they achieve excellence. And that's why they're able to attract so many fine students. I should add that something that's very special for us, people that are involved in Bnei Akiva, is that just recently Eretz Chemda is hosting the overseas Bnei Akiva Bet Midrash. The Bnei Akiva just started a new, what we call the gap year program. So Matan is hosting the girls program and Eretz Chemda is hosting the boys program, which obviously involves learning B'chavruta together with the Avrachim at Eretz Chemda. Why is it so unique? Because it really shows you that Eretz Chemda can be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And although we think of Eretz Chemda as being an address for rabbis and for excellence, but it also has the room to go even down to postgraduate North Americans and be able to open up a program for them as well. And that really is the spirit of Eretz Chemda, to be able to try to bring as many people as they can underneath their wing. And it's really a pleasure to see that year after year we can get so many new faces and so many new people to be part of that mission of Eretz Chemda, and to be able to be a part of what Eretz Chemda is doing around the world. When you support Eretz Chemda, you really are supporting all of that, and you really are supporting our way of life, not just in Toronto and not just in Canada and not just in North America, but also in Rome and also in Paris and also in Paraguay and also in a lot of different places around the world, because Eretz Chemda is making a difference. So without any further ado, I know some of you have come this morning from Israel, so you're a little jet lagged. So I'm going to ask Rav Carmel to give a shiur. Thank you.
Toda rabba. Potchim bekvod achsanya. I would like to thank so much Michael and Marsha for hosting the shiur. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I wish them to be always beit vad lechachamim. Thank you so much. Thank you, Israel Dov and Karen, for hosting me. It's not so simple. I'm eating a lot, and but they are doing the job very well. Thank you so much. I would like to thank Mr. Henry and Mrs. Julie Kushitsky to escort me from Israel to this place. Thank you so much for all your partnership and all them. Rabbi Rosenberg from the Mizrahi and all the other very, very good friends here. Especially you have warm regards for Mr. Kurt Rothschild, my young Chavruta. And if Toronto have such a leader who grew up here, this is the best sign for all the people in this room. Because everyone here, I'm sure, is trying to go in his footsteps. He's really somebody to admire, not only here, but all over the Jewish nation, in many generations. Baruch Hashem, we wish him all Arichut Yamim, Priyut Gufa, Onora Me'aliyah, that he will have the privilege, and we will have the privilege to enjoy his good deeds for all the Jewish nation for many happy and healthy years. There is also a special Mazel Tov for the birthday for Mrs. Mazel Tov and Le'avdil Elf Alfei Avdalot. This shiur will be Le'ilui Neshama to Masha's mother. בעזרת השם, it will be a big גילוי נשמה. מוריי ורבותיי, I walked in מאה שערים on last Purim, and I saw somebody with a, what we call, תחפושת, with a big sign on his chest, בבא קמה. But you know, the Masechet at Baba Kama is Baba Kama with Kuf. But on his plaque it was written Baba Kama with Kaf. Baba Kama in, with Kaf means how much you are supposed to pay to get a bless from a Mekubal, Baba. It's a sad story. Because Mekubalim, from the time of Rashbi till today, are supposed not to have any connection to money. And we know that the biggest Mekubalim in all generations, they never took money for their services. Unfortunately, I saw an article in an economic newspaper that this field of Baba, and I'm not speaking about Daf Yomi, is a field which deals every year with billions of dollars in Israel. So the topic is the price for a cancellation with a Kabbalist. I'm not going to speak about it. I want to try this evening, together with you, to understand it deeply and what is the source of going to a Mekubal and what is the spiritual meaning of going to a Mekubal and what is the alternative. And we know that we have also today some Mekubalim who are real Mekubalim. They are not doing it for money, they are not celebs, they are not appearing in the newspapers, and they are really tzaddikim. And we need to understand what is the meaning of being such a Mekubal, and what is the meaning for a regular Jew when he needs to decide if he has any problem, if to go to somebody like this, like the Baba Sali, or not to go. Instead of giving some svarot, let's try to see our sources and let's try to learn together some psukim from Sefer Bereshit that I'm sure that all of you are familiar with this psukim very much, and I will try to show you another way to read them. Please take a look on the first page. Source number one, Bereshit Perek Yudchet. And I will read only the first pasuk for now. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, ve'u yoshev petach ha'oel kechom hayom. Who can try to translate it to English? What is the meaning of Vayera elav Hashem? He got a prophecy. He got Avraham Avinu, got a prophecy from Hashem. And what was the prophecy? What was the prophecy? Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre. And what Hashem told him? What? It's not written. There is a very interesting principle when we are reading Torah or Tanakh in general. You never can get the whole message from one place. Why? The principle is כפטיש יפוצץ סלע. The message is always so strong, so heavy, so lightful, then you cannot get the whole message from one place. I will give one very simple example. Hashem wants to give us the message on Shabbat. Zachor et yom ha-Shabbat lekadsho. This is what's written in Aseret HaDibrot. Is this the whole message? No. Zachor et yom ha-Shabbat lekadsho is only 50% of the message. If we really want to understand the whole picture of Shabbat, you need to go from Parashat Yitro to Parashat Vayetchanan and to combine, to make a combination in between Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho and Shamor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho. And now we have three messages. One, Zachor, one, Shamor, and the third one is what we are getting from comparing the first to the second. And this is the strongest principle when we are learning Torah. Always try to find another places who are dealing with the same thing that you are reading now. And here in this example, it's very, very, very simple. Take a look on, but we got one more short introduction. How old Avraham Avinu was on source number one, Pasuk Aleph. Bereshit Perek Yudchet, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. How old he was? 99. Okay. Now, let's jump to source number two. One chapter before, one perek before. Vayi Avraham Ben 99 shanim, he was 99, it's the same time. Vayera Hashem el Avram, it's the same words. In the first source, it's written Vayera el Av Hashem. In the source before, it's written Vayera Hashem el Avram, it's the same words. And on the same age. And now, we are getting also the information which we missed on the first source. Vayomer elav ani el shaddai italech lefanai ve'eye tamim. What was the prophecy? Italech lefanai ve'eye tamim. We need to understand it. Va'etna briti beini uveinecha. Two messages in one prophecy. The first message is Eyeh Tamim. How do you translate Tamim to English?
Complete.
Complete and not naive. If you are translating it to naive, you are making a big mistake. Be complete. What is the meaning of be complete? We need to understand it. So the first part of the prophecy was Eyeh Tamim. The second part of the prophecy is a covenant, a treaty, a promise that Abraham will have a lot of Jewish descendants. Va'etna briti beini uvenecha va'arbe otcha bimeod meod. You will have a lot of children from who? From Sarah. Because he already have a lot of children. From Agar, from Keturah, from the Pilegesh. Okay. And now, a big surprise. Let's go one pasuk later on source number two. something is happening. Vayipol Avram al panav vayidaber ito Elohim lemor. If somebody is falling down, we can understand that he is what? He is afraid. He is trying to protect himself. Why? Why? What happened? What made him so under stress that he needs to fall down? וידבר איתו אלוהים למור. This is the answer. Here we are speaking about another prophecy. The first prophecy was under the title of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is under the definition of Midat HaRachamim. But on Pasuk Gimel, something was changed. Now Hashem appeared to him on which Midah? Elohim. Elohim means Midat Adin. Midat Adin is really something very, very frightening. The reason that Abraham is falling down is because now it's a new prophecy in another way. The first way was Midat HaRachamim. No reason to fall down. No reason to try to protect yourself. Midat HaRachamim is so convenient. It's good to be under the title of Midat HaRachamim. But when מידת הדין is appearing חס וחלילה? Go to the shelter. You can hear the sirens. You have 15 seconds to go to the sealing room. If not, חס וחלילה, can be a bitter situation. Midat Adin. And now Hashem is giving him the same message. Let's read the next pasuk. Ani ne briti itach vehaita leav amon goyim. I'm making with you the covenant, and I promise you a lot of Jewish children. So what is the difference? What is the difference between the first prophecy under the title of Midat HaRachamim and the second prophecy under the title of Midat Adin, and the message is the same message? I'm making with you the covenant brit, and you will have a lot of children.
Because not all the children will be under the brit.
No, all of them will be. We are speaking here about Jewish children. And Jewish children are always making brit milah. What is the way to make brit according to this message? Take a look on פסוק יוד. זאת בריתי אשר תשמרו ביני וביניכם ובין זרעך אחריך, אימול לכם כל זכר. The brit, the covenant is by making brit milah. What was the first message under מידת הרחמים? איה תמים. It's a contradiction now. Eye tamim means be complete. To make brit milah is the other way. It's to cut. not to be complete. A complete Jew is not a complete body. Because after the Brit Milah, we are missing something. So we have a contradiction between the two messages. The first message was a yetamim, means to be complete. The second message is, if you want to make the covenant, don't be complete, give up a part of your body, make Brit Milah. But we know that really a complete Jew is the Jew after Brit Milah. So what is the, we need to understand the difference between the two messages. And I will conclude. The first message is, under the title of Hashem, Midat HaRachamim, be complete, Eyetamim, and you will have a lot of Jewish children. The second prophecy is, under the title, under the umbrella of Midat HaDin, Elohim, I'm promising you, I'm making a covenant with you, that you will have a lot of Jewish children, but the way to make the covenant is by making Brit Milah. It's maybe two ways of worshipping Hashem. There is a way of worshipping Hashem under the first message, and there is a way of worshipping Hashem under the second message. And only the two messages together are giving us the whole picture. And I will try to explain it a little more deeper. Let's take a look now at source number two. Try to find if in source number two, not on Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Bet, on all the other Pasukim, which name of God is appearing consistently? Which name? Only Elohim. Now take a look on source number one. Which name of God is appearing exclusively on this source?
Hashem.
Only Hashem. Okay. On the second source, which is the first chapter, Perek Yudzai, Avraham is getting a message from Hashem that he will have a lot of Jewish children from Sarah. What was his reaction? Take a look.
Nonsense.
What was his reaction? Pasuk Yud Zayin. ויפול אברהם על פניו. It's normal that he is falling down. תודה רבה. It's according to what we learn now, that he is falling on his face, that he is falling down. Yes, why? Because it's under the title of which name? Elohim. ויצחק. ויאמר בליבו, לבן 100 שנה ייוולד, ועם שרה בת 90 שנה תלד. He is making a big question mark. How it can be? Hashem is promising me now a lot of children. I am 99 years old. My wife is 90 years old. What is the reaction? By Yitzchak. How it can be? Purim. What was the reaction of Hashem to his behavior? Nothing. No reaction. Let's go now to source number one. We have the same prophecy. Avraham is 99, Sarah is almost 90, and the Malachim are telling the very good news. You're going to have a baby.
So can you download Yud Bet?
Let's take a look on Pasuk Yud Bet. What was the reaction of Sarah? ותצחק שרה בקרבה לאמור, אחרי בלותי הייתה לי עדנה ואדוני זקן. What is now the reaction of God? ויאמר השם אל אברהם, למה זה צחקה שרה לאמור, אף אמנם אלד ואני זקנתי. היפלא מהשם דבר, למועד אשוב אליך כעת חיה ולשרה בן. What's going on? If Abraham is laughing, everything is okay. And if Sarah is laughing, Hashem is criticizing her very, very strong. Why? Discrimination? It's against the law, it's against the constitution. What is the difference? And you know what? If it's so terrible, why to call the new baby boy? What is his name? Yitzchak. If it's not good, why to call him such a name? We did. To understand it. Take a look now on source number 4. Our Unkelus solved the problem. When Abraham is laughing, how is translating it to Aramaic? וחדי, what is וחדי? He was happy. So if he was happy, why to criticize him? But the same term, when he is translating the laugh of Sarah, he is using which term? וחייכת שרה. She is laughing about it. Why? Unkelus is doing such a thing. It's not fair. So the Unkelus will give us an excuse. What can I do? Abraham was not criticized and Sarah was criticized. But this is the question. Why to criticize Sarah and not criticizing Abraham? If you don't criticize any one of them. If you're criticizing them, criticize both of them. And really, Yonatan ben Uziel, also a Tana, Amuka is Yonatan ben Uziel. This is his, right? One of the famous Tanaim, when he is translating the Torah, he is translating the same way both places against Unkelus. You can see it in the end of source number 4. Targum Yonatan, ותמה ואמר, ותמה צרה בליבה. The same. with your kind permission, I will try to explain. There is really two ways of worshiping Hashem. One way is the way of Midat HaDin. What is Midat HaDin? Din in Hebrew, we can translate it to law. Everything must be according to the law. Is it a good idea to live in a state without law, that you can do everything that you want to do? It's terrible. The law is organizing the life. Without law, it will be a mess. It will be very dangerous. So the law from one side is making order. But in the other side, if you are not keeping the law, you are supposed to pay. And the pay can be really painful. This is the meaning of law. It's good, but the price can be painful. What is the meaning of going to ask a mekubal if to do something or not to do something? The answer is that he really knows the laws. And he knows the things much more deeper than a regular man or woman. And he is looking inside and he can tell you what will happen according to the law if you will go on such a process. It gives you a warning before something is going to be happening. But the price is that this is the law. And it's dangerous from two aspects. First, if you will not keep the law, there will be a punishment. And you cannot do nothing against the law. Second, this is the order. And you cannot change it. But there is another way of Jewish life. Italech lefanai ve'eyeh tamim. Don't ask what will be tomorrow. Have a complete emunah. Tamim means don't ask questions. Don't try to find what is over or beyond the curtain. What is the price that you will not know? But what is the good side of such a behavior? That nothing is for sure. Midat HaRachamim means that even if according to the law there is supposed to come a bad thing, everything is open. Why? This is the meaning of Midat HaRachamim. According to the law, this is the result. But we are not going according to the law. We are now under the title of Midat HaRachamim. It's much better. You are giving up, but you are winning a lot. So Hashem is telling Abraham the two ways. One way is the message of Midat HaRachamim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and be complete. Complete means not naive, but a complete believer. Don't ask question what will happen tomorrow. Depend on the Rachamim of Hashem. And you will see that you will have children. And I'm making with you a covenant. The covenant is based on what? On the complete belief. You don't need to make Brit Milah. If you are a strong believer, a complete believer, you can live in a big, a strong confidence that everything will be okay because you depend on God. You are not trying to find what will be according to the law tomorrow. Because we don't want according to the law. We want Midat HaRachamim. We don't need Brit Milah. The covenant is based on a complete belief in God. And the result will be the Jewish nation with a lot of Jews. And now, what is the problem if Abraham is 99 and Sarah is almost 90? Yes, according to the laws of the Teva, of nature, it cannot be. But we are under what? Midat HaRachamim. No limits, no laws. So, when Hashem is giving such a message, there is no any reason to laugh. Because what is tzchok in Hebrew? Let's learn Hebrew for a moment. What is the meaning of the term tzchok?
Laughter.
Tzchok means tzchok. Go out of order. Tzchok. When people are laughing, if somebody is going regularly, somebody will laugh. But if somebody will go like Charlie Chaplin, everyone will laugh. Because it is tzchok. It's not going according to the regular way, according to the laws. He's doing something outside of the law. This is the meaning of tzchok. So when the message is under the title of Midat HaRachamim, there is no place to laugh. Why to laugh? No limits. We will speak about Sarah, why she really laughed. But when the message is under Midat HaDin, it's against the law. This is the time to laugh. When Abraham is laughing, the message is under what? Midat HaDin. So it's okay to laugh. Because it's tzechok. This is the message. It will be against the law. But when the message is under Midat HaRachamim, why to laugh? But now, how many times this story happened? How many times Hashem told us, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat or Shamor et Yom HaShabbat? No, only once. We are hearing it twice because we have no the ability to hear it in one time. So the message is written twice, but really Ma'amad al-Sinai, Aseret HaDibrot, was only once. These two stories really happened once. But the message is coming from two directions. One from Hashem and one from Elohim. Hashem and Elohim is the same God. We believe in only one God. But His message can arrive to us in two ways. So the mistake of Sarah was that she understood that the message is coming under Midat Adin, Ki Yarea. But Hashem is correcting her. The message is coming also under Midat Arhamim. And there is no reason to laugh. Now we understand the two messages. You can be a complete Jew in two ways. One, italech lefenai ve'yatamim. No pain, but no knowledge. You can be another Jew. Under midat adin. The way to be a complete is by paying a price. Which price? Midat Adin, Brit Milah. Brit Milah is really a painful moment. The mother is crying, the baby is crying. Blood is always going with Midat Adin. But this is the only way to be a complete Jew under Midat Adin. If you are going to take an advice from a Kabbalist, it's a legitimate way, but there is a price. You are putting yourself under Midat Adin. This is the way of a Kabbalist. A Kabbalist is always going according to Midat Adin, very, very, very strictly. No compromising. No midat harachamim. And I'm speaking about a real Kabbalist. You can give up. Don't ask too much questions. Don't try to find what is behind. Ayatamim. The price will be midat harachamim. And now, I want to show you, with your kind permission, how the Torah is giving us the whole message in one place. 9 months later, what happened? The new baby came, and there is a big, big, big celebration. What such a celebration? After so many years of waiting. Let's read together how the Torah is telling us the story, what really happened there, and what was the way of giving Yitzchak his name. Source number 3. And pay attention to the names of God, because this is the key to understand everything. We started with Perek Yudchet, we went to Perek Yudzayin, and now we are going a little farther to Perek Kaf Aleph. 9 months later. Vahashem pakad et Sara kasher amar, vayas Hashem lesara kasher diber. Under which name? Hashem. Midat Arachamim. Vahashem pakad et Sara kasher amar. ויעש השם לשרה כאשר דיבר. ותר, ותל את שרה לאברהם בן לזקוניו למועד אשר דיבר אותו הוא אלוהים. The message to Abraham was on פרק י"ז, under which name? אלוהים, דין. The message to Sarah was in which chapter? Yudchet. Under which name? Hashem. So Pasuk Aleph concludes the story which appears in Perek Yutchet. Pasuk Bet is the conclude the story which appears in Perek Yudzayin. ויקרא אברהם את שם בנו הנולד לו אשר ילדה לו שרה יצחק, and it's okay. וימול אברהם את יצחק בנו בן 18 ימים, he is making the ברית מילה, and now the Torah is supposed to use which name? No, ברית מילה. אלוהים, and this is what written, כאשר ציווה אותו אלוהים. ואברהם בן 100 שנה ביוולד לו את יצחק בנו, ותומר שרה צחוק עשה לי הוא אלוהים. כל השומע יצחק לי. The problem was that Sarah was laughing under the title of Hashem. There is no place to laugh. But now when she is looking and she is seeing all the picture, she understands that the message is coming under, also under the title of Shem Elokim. So now what is the best name for the baby boy? Yitzchak. Because it's really Sechok. It's under the laws of nature to have a baby when the mother is 90 years old and the father is 100 years old. And the best name for such a baby boy is Yitzchak. I hope that now the issue which I raised up in the beginning of my words is much more, a little more clearer. If some of the people wants to ask any question, it will be my great pleasure to try to answer. I'm sure that you read this psukim many, many times before, but now you have the ability to read it in another way. Please, bakasha,
slide up. A lot of times when you go to a kubah, you ask for a bracha.
Okay.
So it's the bracha that he's giving you when he sees is
the midat hadin
that's appropriate to you? Is that the...
If he is a real mekubal, yes. He is blessing you that you will deserve such a bracha according to midat hadin. But there is a price to it. It's not for free, even if you are not paying him.
I think a few years ago I asked the Rav, is there really anything behind the mekubalim, and how do we know which of the Mekubalim are legitimate and which Mekubalim are not? What do you think?
The best way to know if somebody is the real Mekubal or not is to check if he is connected to money or not. This is the best way to check it. And the Mekubalim, the real Mekubalim that I know, is never touching money. They don't know what is money. There are only also some other signs, but I'm not going to speak about it.
Exactly. Right, but some of those people, well, some of the Mekubalim don't take money, but their Shamash says they take money. They have nothing to do with the money, but the Shamash says they take money.
Gehazi. Okay, you know the story about Gehazi. That's what you
said. Gehazi.
Yeah. It's not a good excuse.
Ben
Makavelo.
And you. Nachon. 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 Talked about Midat HaRachem and trusting in God and believing that everything will turn out according to the way that it should. Does that preclude a person from making the proper Hishtadlut in order that things should work out?
Hishtadlut is not something which is against Bitachon. In one condition, that you are, two conditions. One, that the Ishtadlut is in a way that it's okay to do. Second, not to do too much Ishtadlut. Sometimes you are trying something in a good way, but you are seeing that you have no siyata dishmaya. Stop it. It's always a good idea. If it should happen, it will happen. But for sure, don't go over the border. Don't make tzechok. Don't cross the border. So again, toda rabba to everyone.
If I could just echo Dov's words once again, we'd like to offer a special thanks to Michael and Marsha for once again hosting this wonderful gathering of Torah, and especially we want to thank Rav Carmel for giving us of his time. And for those of you that would like to know a little bit more about Eretz Kamda, if you don't already, Rav Carmel is able to answer your personal questions. Thank you very much, everyone, and have a good evening.
Thank you.